Hi there. Welcome to this week's episode of the podcast with me, Russell Davis. I once heard a phrase that really struck me, and I struggled with it for some time. But it's been such a godsend in my own relationship. I've been married for 26 years, and it's been a real godsend. And that phrase is, you can be right, or you can be in a relationship. You can be right, or you can be in a relationship. Let's dive in and find out why I think that is a profound and true statement and the difference it can make for your own relationships. In any relationship, there's often times we feel connected, and there's times we feel disconnected. Of course, in the romantic stage of the relationship, you just feel connected pretty much all the time. But as the relationship matures, you get into everyday life, things begin to niggle each other. You start to see the things that really annoy you, you didn't see when you were first together. And that's called being human. That's natural in a relationship. It's okay with a relationship, there can be times you don't like each other. That's okay. And there's times you feel really connected and close. And the key thing is to be aware of that and to have ways of re-engaging that connection or being mindful of the minefield of that trip us up and explode and create disconnection. And if we're not consciously aware of these things, the unfortunate thing is we can create more disconnection than connection, and slowly the relationship begins to unravel, especially if you're going through difficult, challenging circumstances. You know, my wife and I went through 10 years of infertility. You know, it's proven that infertility can put a strain on the best of relationships. Well, there's a very high percentage of couples that go through IVF that don't survive. The relationship ends at some point, even after having a baby. The difficult, challenging circumstances can put even a greater strain on a relationship and can create more times of disconnection when you're craving deeper connection. And I'm very thankful, and our relationship is not perfect by any means, but we did spend a lot of time investing in our relationship during that journey. And one of the things I kind of learned, there was a real wake-up call, and I struggled with it for some time, was the idea that you can be right or you can be in a relationship. You can be right or you can be in a relationship. You can't have both. And I struggle with that because I like to be right. There's a part of me that likes to be right. Because a little boy in me grew up in an environment that I'd be in trouble if I got something wrong. That getting everything right ultimately resulted in me feeling more loved. Getting things wrong meant I felt unloved, judged, or even told off. So being right was an important thing. Unconsciously, the remaining part of my brain thought my survival was dependent on it. That being right meant I was accepted in the tribe. I was loved. And when that part of our brain doesn't feel loved or feels judged, it thinks our survival is under threat. So for me, I found it very hard to admit when I was wrong. And I was a master in an argument if I felt I was losing it. I'd better steer it onto a subject I felt on safer ground. Not helpful. Not helpful at all. Because an argument can be a valid form of communication if you're fighting to get back into connection rather than fighting to win. But often it comes about fighting to win. That ego in us wants to protect our position, defend ourselves, rather than fighting for clarification of what's causing the misunderstanding, fighting to get back into connection. That's can be a valid form of argument. But my fear of rejection meant I habitually defended my position. I wanted to help her see how she was wrong and I was right. And often, it's like I thought it'd help her if she saw it from my perspective. I could see if she stressed or worried about something because she had a misunderstanding about something, or just didn't see it in, I thought, the most helpful way. And if I could help her see it in a different way, that'd be good for her. And that's just thinking that our model of the world is the best way of seeing something, the way we think is right. Well, we think it's right because the way we see it, it makes sense to us, it's logical to us. But it's our model of the world. And we all have a different model of the world. We can all see things differently, think about things differently. It doesn't make one right and one wrong. And when a lot of people think the same, we think that's reality. Just means a lot of people think the same. Doesn't make it reality. So we all have our own perception of situations, our own model of the world, and ours is right, theirs is not wrong. Ours is not better, theirs is worse. They're just different. They're just different. And if we can recognize that, there's actually no, there is no right or wrong. There's just different opinions. There's no right or wrong, just different opinions. If we can hold that, then there's less of a need to defend ourselves. We can be more understanding, more compassionate, more tolerant. More tolerant. And even if you wanted to try and help someone see something differently for their own benefit, what you need is connection. What you need is connection. Connection has to come before education. Connection has to come before education. And teachers might say that they can tell sometimes that the class is there, they're present, they're engaged, they're open to learning, they're really present and engaged. And other times, it's just really hard work, they're just not present. It's like a teachable moment when you sense the class or even teaching one-to-one, they're really open and just connected. I had a friend who, she teaches in a very kind of child-led education system. She's created her own school based on Montessori and a different kind of very kind of alternative child-led education systems that she grew up with as her childhood experience. But she qualified as a mainstream teacher first, and she was in a class of these little kind of kids, and one of them brought this bird's nest in. And they were captivated. They all sat around this bird's nest and asking lots of different questions, and it prompted all sorts of conversations. She loved it. But then she caught herself saying, it's all well and good now, we need to put this away because it's literacy hour. And she's thinking, what am I doing? They're learning so much in this moment. They're captivated. This is education. So connection has to come before education. If you try and educate someone without connection, good luck. They just defend their position. They don't have an open mind. When someone feels a sense of connection, they relax in that connection. They begin to trust you more. Their mind begins to open. There's a sense of connection and trust and openness. And that connection is what we seek in a relationship. We want to feel connected to our partner. So focus on connection, not being right. Focus on connection. When someone feels connected, their mind begins to open. When I work with a couple, I teach this communication process about understanding each other from an emotional perspective. If they want to talk about a big decision they need to make, well, understand how each other feels about that decision first. Share how they feel, maybe there's fear or excitement or nerves. Just understand how each other feels. That creates a sense of connection, emotional understanding, a sense of unity, a sense of being on the same team. Then the conversation about the decision becomes easier. Because when someone feels connected, our mind softens. We're more open. We feel safer. If we can trust. So you can be right, or you can be in a relationship. Right and wrong, good or bad, it's all about judgment. It's all about judgment. No one likes to be judged. Connection's about love and understanding. Love and understanding. Understanding is opposite of judgment. Understanding is the opposite of judgment. How can you seek to understand your partner in that moment? Their mold of the world, what their life experience is in that moment. How they feel in that moment. What their experience is in that moment. Not challenge the thinking behind it. Understand it. The story they're living, the narrative they're living. Just understand it without judgment. Help them feel understood, connected. That's where the gold is when it comes to a relationship. Creating more times of connection, not being right or wrong. So I think it's true. You can be right or you can be in a relationship. You can be right or be in a relationship. Seek connection. Seek connection. Loving you.